right on. Live right.
Live right.
In the real world. Right on radio.
Right on radio.
Welcome to Right on Radio. My name is Jeff. I'm the host of the show. And this is really an important update for all of you who have been in this community with me for a little while. I want to address some changes that are going to be happening so you'll know what to expect and why I am doing these things a little bit differently going forward. It's also important that you understand where I stand on some stuff. So, having said that, I have known for a while now that change was going to come to Right on Radio. Of course, I've been teasing it out for the last couple weeks in particular, but I want to bring clarity to you at this time. First of all, the journey of Right on Radio, some of you have been with me since the very beginning, and I am so thankful for you. If you're new, perhaps you'll consider subscribing, giving a thumbs up, and I really do appreciate when people comment as well, because when I do these shows, I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know if it's received. I don't know. The only way I find out is if you either comment on the podcast, either on Podbean, Rumble, or if you send me an email to writeonjeff@gmail.com. Because of the journey, obviously I've had a couple co-hosts. I've gone more solo and gone more into some teaching style, exposing deceptions, righting some of the wrongs of my past, which I've been very upfront about. It's not a bad thing to admit when you are wrong. In my case, when I'm wrong. And there's been some things that I've gotten wrong, and there's things I'm going to get wrong again. And when I'm convinced that I've said something wrong, I really do want to have the ability to correct it. So I do accept correction. And I thankfully have a lot of strong people around me who I've given full permission to come against me in many ways. And thankfully, it doesn't happen too often. I'm usually pretty sure of the content I'm putting out. But having said all that, I have become somewhat pigeonholed in this broadcast into a certain vein, and the vein has been to serve you, the Right On community. And that's a good thing. And you know what? I think I've done an adequate job. I've corrected some things of the past. I've taught how to spot deceptions. I've taught you some of the tricks of not only the tricksters out there, but the deceivers, the false prophets, some of the other influencers. I've taught you how some of their things happen. Quite honestly, I think I could have done a better job on some of it. And one of the things that's been hard for me to do is that I have put this false thing, and because I like deadlines, I really do. Deadlines make me get things done, but I've put this false deadline on myself of coming out with, you know, and to create content for a Tuesday show, a Thursday show, a Friday show, a Sunday show, and at one point in time, doing Saturday nights as well, and even doing Wednesdays I was doing for a while. And you know, I like pressure, but it's affected me personally. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not asking for sympathy either. It's been completely of my own doing and by my own hand. And I think there's been purpose in it, but it's time that things will change. And of course, I've been praying to the Lord, asking to give me new direction and everything else. And I'll just say this, you know, first of all, the Lord is above all things in my life. He has way more authority than my wife does. Let me just say that. When I do something wrong, I'm afraid of what the Lord will think, not what people will think. No one likes being exposed by people. That's true. But people can't kill my soul. The Lord can. Thankfully, I'm confident in my salvation, and he won't. But I do want to read one verse to you, and this comes from 1 Peter, and it's chapter 4, verse 11. And it says, whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies. So in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So that was a perfect verse. God's word is perfect, of course. But that was a perfect verse and very fitting. I want to serve God, and to serve you is to serve God as well. It talks of one who speaks, which I am doing. I'm a podcaster. It's not a glorious title, but I'm a podcaster. I'm also one who serves and who has intent to serve. So, and I've exposed the whole dominion thing. So you see how that only the Lord has dominion. You see how that's perfect. Let me talk about some of the changes that are coming. Let me just put on, I wrote a couple notes here. First of all, to serve you, and I've heard from many of you, many, I've spoken to hundreds of you, and if you're new to the broadcast, and particularly if I see you on Telegram or Twitter, I want you to know that I reach out to a lot of people, and sometimes I'll call through the app or something like that, just because I want to get to know you. It's not because I want to, hey, this is Jeff, and you're going to come in here and conform. It's nothing like that. I just really like to get to know you, because you are the reason why I do this, and to serve the Lord, obviously. And many of you have told me that, you know, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your sons and daughters, your co-workers have no idea what is going on. And if any of them tuned into this broadcast, well, maybe on a Sunday, because I just do a Bible study, but this broadcast has been meant for people who know what's going on and actually have a deep understanding. And I do these shows assuming that you've listened to other shows and built an understanding. And so it's been a kind of a high-level podcast. I'm not boasting in that. I'm just saying, because we've been on this journey, we've covered a lot of stuff. And some very high-profile people listen to this broadcast. And I've noticed, as you know, as small and humble as we are, you know, with about 80,000 total subscribers at the time of recording this, what happens on Right On Radio actually affects what goes on. Some big influencers, the next day after I put out a broadcast, they're talking about stuff. I never get credit. It's okay. I don't need it. I don't need credit from man at all. But the thing is the audience is very narrow. I'm preaching to the converted, one might say. And it's time that we open up the tent to your spouses, to your loved ones, to your neighbors, to your co-workers. And how do we do that? Well, I'm going to put out some material, not all of my material. We're not changing everything. The tagline of the show is the same. Live right in the real world. We're all exposed to you. What's both visible and invisible, you decide how to live in it. The mission statement, love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and go and make a difference in your community, is still the mission statement of this broadcast. So nothing is changing there. My beliefs are remaining the same. But I want to put together a series that goes right back to the basics, that will give people an understanding in common language and talking about things that they care about in order to start to bring them into this, to not be too preachy, but to welcome them into our tent and let our light shine. And when I say ours, that's you and me. Because as we pick up new people, as a community, we need to welcome them in. Be over the top gracious with one another and with new members. And remember that everybody has a very unique walk with the Lord. Someone might have just come to the Lord yesterday. They don't know the basics. Someone might be coming from a NAR church. Someone might be coming from a Catholic church. We are not to judge others, but we're called to love your neighbor and love them where they're at. If someone has a different political view than you, you don't need to state, oh, I hate that man because I know what he's... You don't need to say it just because someone else likes them. They're in a different spot in their walk. Hear my words. You might, if you want to start leading them and loving them into a path of some greater truths, you could ask questions. Oh, what did you think when this person did this or said this? That's fair. It gets the other person, the new person, using their own facilities and to start critical thinking, because that is what is necessary in this world of illusion that we're living in. Now, not everything is an illusion. There's some real bad stuff happening. And some people are starting to think, hey, there's something wrong in the world. We want to welcome those people in. So I'm going to be doing some stuff for them. At the same time, I'm going to be starting to create some material that is for those in the Patriot community. Why? Because the dam is breaking. And most people don't trust the mainstream news anymore. It's fake news. Well, right now, exposure is starting to happen in the so-called truther community. And people who you've trusted, who I've trusted, who have many people have trusted, are being exposed. And people are going to be hurt. I want to create a soft landing for those people because they're valuable. And even if we disagree on some things, that's okay. That's okay. If you're willing to fight alongside of me and you're actually going to get up and fight, I want you beside me. We can work out our differences a little bit later. Don't hear anything I am not saying. I'm not saying to compromise on your faith personally or anything like that, but just accept someone for where they're at. So I do want to create a soft landing for some of those people, and I'm going to be creating unique content just for them. I'm still going to put out content like the content I have put out. It's important for you to know that in the Right On community. I'm not going to forget where we've come from. And as I see appropriate, I want to put out content specifically for you guys who have been here for a while. Some deeper meat, you might say. But I want to be more purposeful in it. And I want to be more, well, I can just do a better job if I'm not rushed by this self-imposed deadline. So I will be putting out content for you as I see fit and as something comes out. And I hope all of the content is good for you, to be honest. You know, sometimes it's good to go back to the basics and, you know, talk about those medical ships that were sent to New York during the pandemic. That was a pretty big thing. We know some stuff that was happening then. We know. But, you know, it's content of bringing back and just starting people from the beginning is going to be a good thing. Two more points. This is going to be a pretty short show, folks. One of the things that's important to me, and let's face it, we are in an election year. It's important that you know where I stand on things. And for the last, well, greater than 6 months, I'd say probably the last year or close to a year, I've been putting out content that is actually somewhat scary. I've been talking about, you know, the tribulation and the things like this, and that, you know, the Bible doesn't actually say it will get better. I've been putting out that side of things because if you'll remember, especially at the beginning of 2024, I said, we're going to prepare for the worst and we're going to pray for the best. Someone write that in chat or put it in a comment. Prepare for the worst, pray for the best. And I think I've done a pretty good job in covering those things. And quite honestly, that's where I feel we're at. But there are two sides to every story. And just because I think we're at that doesn't mean I'm right. There are two sides to every story. And one of the things that I see happening right now as I monitor a lot of stuff, and by the way, in monitoring a lot of stuff, I got to say this, almost all these truthers that are being exposed when I say the dam is breaking, some of the big ones, they're all connected, folks. And it's all going to come out. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to find out many of them are criminals that made deals. They're spewing propaganda, and they've been elevated for doing it. You're going to see. But this is an election year, and I am going to be backing Trump. Do I think that Trump is in on the plan? Yeah, I do. That's my personal opinion. And I've exposed where the plan comes from. And it goes way back before Alice Bailey, by the way. It goes probably right back to the first century, because the devil couldn't complete the Gnostic texts until after he had the full texts of what would become the canon. It's probably the first century where the plan started. Is Trump a man of God? Is he not? It doesn't matter. God has put him in that position. He puts all leaders there. You got to remember that constantly. He put Obama in office. Yes, our God. The thing is, there's a lot of people who says Trump is the Antichrist. You don't know that for sure. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe it's Charles, maybe it isn't. We don't know for sure. We won't know until the desolation happens. And that's when we're going to know the abomination of desolation. That's when we will know. But the thing is, Donald Trump is saying, excuse me, that he's going to drain the swamp. Do you want the swamp drained? He's saying he's going to bring prosperity back to land. He's going to get rid of the green agenda. He's going to start drilling again. He's going to make the justice system right. He is saying, now, whether he does those things or not, I don't know. But nobody else who has a shot at power is saying those things. You can think what you want of him, but you only got one choice. Now, some of you are going to say, well, we shouldn't even be voting in a presidential election. And if you were in a constitutional republic, that would be correct. But guess what? There is a vote. Is it wrong? Yes, it is wrong. But if you sit back on your hands, you're saying, I'm not playing the deep state game. It's all fake. It's all rigged, which it is. I get it. But if you sit back and do nothing, you have acquiesced And you have given the dark forces in this world your permission by saying, I don't care, do what you want, devil. We need to show up en masse. You need to be heard. Now, if you wanted to vote for RFK or even Joey B, whatever, get out and be heard. But right now, there's only one political candidate who represents my interests, and that's Donald John Trump. And you know what? I like, even if it is the rise of the light side, it's better than the dark side. Better for me and my family. Maybe gives us a couple more years to get some more people into the kingdom. So make no illusions when I do some pro stuff, Trump stuff, that I don't know where things are at. Make no illusion. I have very strong opinions on this stuff, and I'm telling you where I stand. So if I do a pro-Trump thing because I want to have a soft landing for these patriots who are going to be hurt and have been hurt already. How many dates didn't come true by these people setting all these dates? How many times has the hopium been put out there? This is it. This is the one. 2020 is going to be fixed. And it hasn't. They need a soft, loving place for them to land where the doctrine is somewhat solid. And I say somewhat because I don't know everything. I'm not a Bible teacher. You watch me learn the Bible every Sunday. I just love God's word and I study it with you. And I do my very best to prepare to make sure I get it as right as I can and have as good of an understanding as I can, because doctrine matters. I believe the word of God. That's where I stand. And God may very well use Donald Trump. Maybe we're supposed to have prosperity to 2050. Maybe beyond. Be great for my grandkids, my kids. We need to open up our tent, and I need your help. When I start to put out some of this material, I need you to share it. I need you not to be ashamed to show some of these shows, or take a 2-minute clip of something and put it out there. All these other people get that. Why don't you guys do it for me? Why? Is it because I preach the gospel? Are you secretly ashamed of the gospel? You don't want to share some religious guy? I don't know. I'm not saying this is a condemnation. I'm asking for your help. Lastly, and this is important, one of the shows I'm going to be putting out for you guys, and it's going to be probably a little bit deeper meat, is I'm going to be talking about the solar eclipse that's coming on April 8th. And I know the internet has been flooded. Everyone's jumping on this thing. It's popular and it's going to get you clicks. Okay. And there's some good information about it. And everyone has a little bit of a different take. And I've watched a lot, but I'm seeing something that I think no one else is seeing. And I want to suss it out a little bit more. So I'm going to be doing a show on it. It's going to be an important show. Probably, you know, a week before or something like that. So it has time to marinate a little bit before it happens. But why do I mention this now? Because the date I'm recording this is March 19th. That means it's a couple weeks before the solar eclipse. You've heard the warnings about power outages. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know. But you've heard the warnings. And if there's a time when government will do something, it's when they can blame it on God and not be blamed themselves. So I'm making this plea to you with enough advanced notice that you should go to empshield.com and use the coupon code ROR to save $50. It is the cheapest, best insurance you can get, not only against an EMP, which is catastrophic, but it protects against regular things like surges and stuff like that. And is it possible to have solar flares and things like that? Yes. Lightning strikes, it protects. You can get them from your for your house, for your cars. If you have a generator, you'll want to get one for your generator. You know, there's bundles and there's extra savings, not only the savings from putting in coupon code ROR, but there's usually another 10% or something, and they stack on top of each other. So the price really comes down. They're really affordable, and they're military grade tested. They seem to work. The other thing about the solar eclipse, and it doesn't make sense to me, but there is a video that has gone viral. Sheriff had a meeting with Homeland Security, and they've been preparing for 2 years, apparently, and one of the concerns is a biological weapon. To me, that does not make sense with this type of an event, but you never know. You don't know. People are gathered. Don't live in fear with this stuff, because all this stuff is fear-mongering. It doesn't come from God. God is the one doing the event, by the way. What man does on the earth, that's his own doing. But God's just making a solar event, and it's a sign, and you know, there's a lot to say about it. But one of the best ways to protect yourself against a biological weapon is to have your immune system working well, not only for you, but for your pets. It's really quite affordable. And for those of you in Canada, we're going to have shipping local in Canada. The price will come down on your shipping quite a bit. The United States is easy, of course. And by the way, around the world, these, you can get them in Australia. You can get them in Singapore. You can get them in England. You just have to go to the drop-down list, but go to ror.petclub247.com. ror.petclub247.com. And by the way, when you go into the for people part in particular, there's four different colored bottles. If you just click on that bottle and you scroll down, you're going to see what those mushrooms are good for, because some are better for your mental focus, some are better for your immunity. I've come to the conclusion, and some are better for certain things like liver and stuff like that. So you'll want to read them. In general, the green or yellow bottles are good for your immunity. The blue bottle is good for your mental acuity, also for your immunity. And the red bottle, I think, is better for liver and things like that. But you'll have to double check me on that. I don't sell as many of those. I've been taking the yellow bottle in concert with the blue bottle. That's my regimen. I'm healthy. I do two of the yellow bottle and two of the blue bottle each day. Someone who has an ailment that's not too serious, I would say, you know, take six of the yellow bottle a day, or if you have cancer or something that's more advanced, go to 10 a day. It's actually a cheap alternative, and it has really great results. People who have taken it who have experienced healing, and that's more than documented. So again, it's a good thing to start getting prepared for these things. And I look forward to doing that show on the eclipse. But in the meantime, just a heartfelt thank you for being here, for supporting the show. I am listener supported now. You know, I trust God, but God uses people. That's how God works. So, as I always say, prayerfully consider if you would want to support me. God bless each and every one of you. Again, just to recap, don't count on shows being every Tuesday and every Thursday. The Sunday shows remain the same. I'm going to be doing Friday shows. I'll be doing extra shows. Most of the time, I'm just going to drop them. However, sometimes when I make purposeful content that is in line with what we've done in the past, more for just the Right On community. By the way, join the Right On community. Go to rightonyou.com. It's free. But when I do those, I will post them and I'll do a countdown. So there could be a live chat and we can sit there and chat together. I know a lot of you like that. But right now, I just can't be held to that schedule anymore. And I'm going to get a lot more done for you, and I'm going to serve better and with more excellence. That is the goal. In the meantime, remember, love your God, love your family. That includes your Right On community family. Love your neighbor as yourself, and especially those we're going to welcome into this community. Pray for them to come and make a difference in your community.